You're listening to the music of banjo player, singer-songwriter Abigail Washburn. This is the title track to her second solo album. It's called City of Refuge. And it's music that almost didn't happen. You see, Abigail Washburn never saw herself as a musician. After she finished college in Colorado, she'd all but committed herself to a life practicing law in China. After a life-altering 6 months there, she returned to the States, determined to pack her bags for Beijing once and for all.
And I wanted to go on this Farewell to America trip, and I jumped in my little red Toyota truck and made my way down the East Coast. And I stopped in an ashram, and I meditated for 5 days, and things kind of changed after that, I have to say. Things shifted. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, I was learning banjo songs in North Carolina, West Virginia, at the Augusta Heritage Center, and I ended up at the IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association Convention, in Louisville, Kentucky. And suddenly, magically, was offered a record deal while sitting in the hallway playing the few songs I knew. And it blew my mind. It changed my entire trajectory. And before you know it, I was in Nashville cutting demos for a record company.
One of the things that I think is remarkable about the idea that you know, you started making records is this is new to you. I mean, you came to performing as an adult.
That's exactly correct. And I will tell you that I ended up in tears a lot in those first few years of trying to transition into being a professional musician. First of all, because I was afraid I was going to lose the connection I had had to China. Secondly, because I wasn't particularly good at music. It was really frustrating. You know, I was trying to learn how to play the banjo as quick as I could, and before you know it, I was on stages playing in front of audiences. What a different skill that is to try and MC a show in front of a big group of people. I played for 5 years in an all-girls string band called Uncle Earl. I was also in a roots chamber group called the Sparrow Quartet with Bela Fleck, Casey Dreesen, and Ben Solis.
Now, maybe I should just interject here that you're married to Bela Fleck.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
Well, he's a banjo, well, how would you say? I mean, he's in some kind of firmament as a banjo player.
To most people, he's a banjo god of sorts.
Right.
I said it. You didn't have to say it.
Mm-hmm. And you collaborated on this new album with someone who sort of pulled you in different directions, a person named Kai Welch. Tell me about him.
I was at a club called The Basement here in Nashville, and a band called Tommy and the Whale was playing, and there was this guy up on stage, and he was picking up every instrument. He had the accordion, he was playing keys, he'd jump up and lead a horn line on the trumpet, and then he'd be singing like an angel. I was just blown away watching this guy, and I went over to him and I introduced myself, and it took about a year and a half, but we finally connected.
Running out of time, standing still, something's gotta change.
The song Chains. What can you tell me about the song?
Well, I wish Kai were here because he's the one who wrote that. He wrote that with a fellow named Tommy Hans, and I think they were in a Fleetwood Mac kind of mood because there's definitely those sounds on there. And in fact, before we did that take of that song, he probably said something like, Stevie Nicks this one, Abby.
She could stare right through his youthful face.
My guest is Abigail Washburn, and her latest album is called City of Refuge. Now, to my ear, your voice really takes off on the track Bright Morning Stars.
And where are our dear fathers? Oh,
now, who are you singing with here?
I was singing with Tim O'Brien. Tim O'Brien is one of my musical heroes, and I'm so glad he wanted to be on that track. That song is Bright Morning Stars, and it's as old as we know or don't know. I probably traveled across the ocean at some early, early date with the immigrants and became what it is now.
But that's way far from China. This sounds very American. It sounds like At some points, it sounds like you're about to launch into a shape note version of Amazing Grace.
But there is an important thing. You said it sounds as far from China as possible, but there's a really cool thing that happened. I sent that track over to my friends in a Mongolian string band in Beijing, and there is actually throat singing almost the entire way through the record by my friends in Beijing in a Mongolian string band. So that is present on that track, and I think it's kind of a neat thing to add in response to you saying it's
You're
far
right.
away from China.
So tell us the story of meeting Mr. Banjo, the banjo playing Bela Fleck.
I met Bela for the first time at a square dance in Nashville, which seems a miracle because he doesn't usually play square dances. It was a unique moment that he did that. Nothing in particular came of that night other than getting to meet him. But over time, we ran into each other socially in Nashville. And this one time, we were at a party, and I gave him a demo of my music that I had just been starting to write and record, and asked him if he had any thoughts. And he said he got in his car, and on the way home, he put in the demo. And as he was listening, I guess his foot got really heavy, and he wasn't thinking about it. And before you know it, he was speeding, and he got pulled over, and he was forced to walk the line. And he said he knew from then on out he was a fan of the music, and it just sort of took off from there.
That's Abigail Washburn. Her new album is called City of Refuge. If you'd like to hear some more tracks, you can listen at our website, nprmusic.org. Abigail, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
All the joy that it brings. How loud must be the sound to turn this world around to God's great divine bell. Wash your hands of sin in the blood.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC. Guy Raz is back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great week.